Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Coronavirus restrictions continue to be eased in large parts of Europe as countries start to return to some kind of normality. In France, some shops and most primary schools are reopening. In Spain, half the population are able to travel a certain distance and meet in groups of up to 10. More details from Danny Eberhardt.
In recent weeks, Spain's government has, ever so gradually, been relaxing its lockdown. Now, Spanish people in many areas are able to travel within their provinces and be served on the outdoor terraces of cafes or restaurants, as long as physical distancing is respected. Smaller shops are reopening, as are churches, museums and theatres, though at reduced capacity. But Spain's Prime Minister has stressed the need for caution, urging people to act as if they were contagious. And the easing doesn't apply yet to large areas of the country, including cities like Madrid and Barcelona.
The British government is facing criticism for a partial easing of lockdown measures announced by the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Scotland and Wales said it was too early to drop the main message to stay at home. The leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, has criticised the government's strategy.
What I wanted to see was this detail pinned down, because this is a difficult exercise, I accept that, and any government would struggle, but you almost need more clarity coming to this stage. Lockdown is clear, it's pretty straightforward, stay at home. Coming out, you need real clarity, and it's a bit all over the place.
The Afghan intelligence service says it's arrested the leader of the Islamic State group in South Asia and the Far East. Zia-ul-Haq, also known as Sheikh Omar Khorasani, was captured with two other senior leaders in a special military operation in the capital, Kabul. The Taliban are the main militant group in Afghanistan, but IS has been active in some parts of the country. Nigerian authorities have demolished two hotels for violating coronavirus lockdown rules. The country has recorded more than 140 COVID-19 deaths, and the Rivers State government had ordered all hotels to close. The state governor looked on as the Protest Home and Etem Ete hotels were destroyed. Celestina Olulode reports.
Both hotel managers have been arrested, but the brother of the manager of the Protest Home has told the BBC that the hotel was following the rules of the lockdown. Despite criticism on social media, the governor defended the decision, saying that there were concerns that a number of positive cases had been found in hotels. Nigeria's Centre for Disease Control has confirmed 21 cases and 2 deaths in Rivers State. There are concerns that measures to control the spread of coronavirus are not being observed.
Celestina Olulode reporting. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.